Attar dropped his gaze, and Jaina knew. GAS was treating the Horn siblings like some sort of prize, putting them on display, just as Jabba the Hutt had put her own father on display 4 decades earlier. And she could feel by the rising tide of fury in the Force that the Masters realized it too. An instant later, Attar tried to cover.
"We, need to pick up some visitor passes."
Saba fixed him with a cold, reptilian glare.
"This one doubts that very much."
She stepped into the turbolift and vanished up the tube. Attar cursed under his breath, then turned to a young Bothan with a lieutenant's patch on her collar.
"The Horns and the Jedi can follow, Rasher. No one else."
The lieutenant, the name above her pocket read, Ki'i Rasher, came to attention.
"Yes, sir."
"Set the turbolift level yourself," he said, "and check them for weapons first."
Again, the lieutenant saluted, but by this time, Attar was already going after Saba. Silgal immediately moved forward to the turbolift and entered the level number herself.
"Hold on, master,"
Ki'i said, moving to block her way.
"You're the captain. I need to check you for weapons."
"I assure you that's not necessary."
Silgal waved a finger, and the lieutenant slid out of her way.
"I didn't bring any."
She stepped into the turbolift and rose out of sight, leaving the Bothan sputtering in anger. Jaina glanced back and saw Kip standing behind the reporters with the Horns, waiting to bring them forward. She caught Corrin's eye, then raised a questioning brow and tipped her head toward the turbolift. This next part was going to be harder on him and Mirax than anyone had expected, and the decision to put them through it in the middle of a media frenzy was not hers to make. Corrin acknowledged her question by turning to his wife, whose impish face was already creased in outrage and grief. She answered with a curt, narrowed-eyed nod that told Jaina all she needed to know about the Horn's state of mind. They knew how much this was going to hurt, and they were willing to bear it and stick to the plan. Jaina turned back to find Ki'i pointing her subordinates toward the turbolifts, growling at them to stop standing around and secure the lobby. Jaina stepped forward to take possession of the entrances. The troopers immediately trained their weapons on her and began shouting orders for her to stand down. Jaina calmly turned to Javis Tyr, using the Force to make herself heard above the GAS troopers.
"Don't you want to go up and see what Dala is trying to hide?"
Tyr's narrow eyes lit with something akin to greed, but quickly turned fearful as they swung toward Lieutenant Ki'i.
"Stay where you are, Tyr,"
the Bothan ordered.
"The news media isn't permitted to—"
"What are you going to do, Lieutenant?"
Jaina demanded.
"Blast them on a live holo feed?"
With that, she turned and used the Force to slide a couple of troopers out of Tyr's path. He continued to hesitate, but only until the rest of the CAM teams began to push forward. Tyr and his stocky assistant began to fling elbows and shout that the invitation had been extended to them, and reporters began to vanish up the turbolifts. Lieutenant Ki'i waved her subordinates off, then pushed her way over to stand muzzle to nose with Jaina.
"You are going to regret that, Jedi. We have a long reach."
"Lieutenant Ki'i, I have been threatened by assassin droids, Yuuzhan Vong war masters, and Sith lords."
Jaina watched as Kip and the Horns followed the last of the reporters into the turbolift, then added,
"Them I worried about."
With that, Jaina turned her back on the Bothan and entered the turbolift. She rose 3 levels to the executive offices, then stepped out into an expansive lobby area with a vaulted ceiling and high stone walls. The spacious sitting area featured 3 nerf-hide couches arranged before a long, built-in aquarium filled with exotic water species from Pavo Prime. But the aquarium was not the focal point. Hanging 2 meters above the tank were a pair of black slabs, each about 2 meters tall and perhaps 1.5 meters wide. Along the bottom blinked a row of control lights, but otherwise they resembled a black, glossy bas-relief sculpture of Valen and Gisela Horn. In the bright illumination of so many lights, it was possible to see every detail of the young Jedi Knight's faces, the eyes bulging in terror, the nostrils flaring with panic, the mouths frozen in mid-scream.